In the name of Jesus Christ, let us start our afternoon prayer section. Sing Him 259. Please be seated. This afternoon, I would like to study the topic with you. Moses went up to the mountain. Spiritually speaking, mountain represents the spiritual high ground. And climb up the mountain, we have to put a lot of effort into it. And we have to spend a lot of time in doing it. But all your effort and time will not be in vain. Because once you reach to the top of the mountain, you are going to experience a lot of things which you will never experience when you are on the ground. From the life of Moses, we can see he went up to the mountain for quite a few times. And let us see what did he experience when he was on the top of the mountain. Today, what can we experience on the top of the spiritual mountain? Since we worship the same God, we must have some kind of same experience. The first one is Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, the father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and come to Horeb, the mountain of God. You see, Moses came to the mountain of God, the Mount Horeb. But in that right spot, something miracle happened. Verse 2, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in flame of fire from the midst of bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. A very special phenomenon happened. There was a fire in the bush, but the bush was not burned out. And all of a sudden, Moses heard a voice. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. Verse 4, so when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him from the midst of the bush and say, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And verse 5, and he said, do not draw near to this place. Take your sandal off your feet. And for the place where you stand is the holy ground. So this mountain right now becomes the holy ground. Moses may pass by that mountain every day, but all of a sudden today, this mountain is different. Because God appeared in the bush and talked to Moses. And in this mountain, God called Moses to serve him. So this is a very important point for Moses' life. On the top of the mountain, God called Moses to serve him. We can recall when Moses was 40 years old, he had very strong faith. In one night, he just deserted three things. The status being the grandson of the king. And he had the joy of sin in the palace. And he has a lot of property. Then he forsake all these three things in one night. So he was a person who had great faith. So at that moment, maybe he thought he was the most qualified person to serve God. Why? Because he was the one who had greatest faith to give up something which nobody was able to give up. So today you think about how much are you willing to give up for God? I look into evening service, sometimes I feel a little bit of sorrow. Some of the members, they come to the church only because of convenience. But once it's not convenience, seldomly people come, including the young people. Convenience. Of course, you come to church, it's good. But convenience means you don't have to give up anything. But if it has become a commitment, and then during this weekday service, it's a convenient or not, you are going to come. You are going to make an extra arrangement, sacrifice a little bit. So if we try to give up a little bit ourselves to God, then you are going to see the weekday service, the church, we're going to have many, many people. So we are not talking about like Moses, we are waiting to give up all these three precious things we are pursuing right now. We are only talking about give up a little bit to God. And there will be many people attend the service. There will be many people will be available to serve God. So that moment, Moses might thought, I am the most qualified person because I came out of the palace and I love God and I have some strong faith. But God only used him one day because he was a person not well-disciplined. He was a person belong to the flesh. He tried to serve God according to his own flesh, not from the spiritual way. So he was sent out to the mountain for 40 years to do something very boring, to take care of the sheep. There's no feeling of achievement, right? A lot of frustration. But in that 40 years, transformed the character of Moses. He became mature spiritually. In that right moment, God called him from the top of the mountain. So I believe some of you, if you are waiting to serve God, God already put you in the mountain, in your career or in your daily life. If you have a lot of discipline, try to refine your character to be more suitable to serve God. Refine your mindset so that you will rely on God in the future. When God will call you, when we reach to the mountain of Horeb, then you are going to hear the voice of God. Do you want to serve me? So this is the first mountain Moses had. This is the mountain anyone who want to serve God had to try to climb. And the very routine things, one day you are going to see this routine, a lot of routine you are doing become so meaningful. And that is the way God tried to train you and to call you. Now, this is the first mountain. Now we see Exodus chapter 17, the second mountain. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. And Amalek came and fought with Israelite in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with a rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. Moses went up to the mountain or the hilltop in the Rephidim. And Joshua chose a young man to fight in the downside, the hillside, with Amalekite. Spiritually speaking, this represents a spiritual battle because Amalekite was a person belong to the flesh. They tried to kill the chosen people. Those who are weak, those who lag behind in the journey in the wilderness. So Israelites has suffered a lot of casualty because of the unexpected attack from the Amalekite. So later on, God commanded them, verse 14, you have to wipe out the name of Amalekite. Because if you don't wipe out them, they are going to wipe out you in the journey of the wilderness. So the Amalekite and the chosen people cannot coexist. Yes, God is a God of peace. But in terms of Amalekite, you have to get rid of them totally. Wipe out their name. You should have no mercy about this tribe because they are the enemy of God's people. And what Amalekite today means? that today means the lust of the flesh, the sinful desire, burning in our physical body. You look into our daily life, so many things will arouse your sinful desire. So many things will make your lust burning in your heart. And that lust, like a woman conceiving the baby, if you don't get aborted, you let that kind of lust burning, and gradually, this kind of thought will evolve, will grow up, and eventually it will deliver the sin and produce the death. So we are fighting the Amalekite every day. You look into some of the church members, they did not come to a church for a long time, especially the youth. Quite a few of them did not come to church because of sin. They come to the church, they have guilty conscience, or once they commit sin, they already have no feeling about God at all. So nowadays, to complete the spiritual journey, the most dangerous enemy is Amalekite, the lust of the flesh. You know, nowadays, even the mainstream denomination, they try to get rid of the seven commandments. Nobody was able to proclaim the seven commandments on top of the pulpit because it's going to make a lot of people feel guilty and make a lot of people, your conscience is going to prick them. So nowadays, nobody is able to preach the seven commandments. So in the last judgment, only the seven commandments alone is so difficult, that standard will be so difficult to pass in order to be saved. So we, the children of God, we are marching towards the heavenly kingdom. We got to overcome the Amalekite. So what can we do? You see, Moses went to the top of the hill. He holding the staff of God. That was the secret. So what does the on the top of hill means? When you went to the top of the hill, you were able to see very far. You were able to see very clearly about the spiritual battle. So when we reach to the spiritual high ground, you are very clear to see there's a lust fighting with your spiritual desire in your heart. You are very clear to see a lot of temptation in your spiritual life, in your daily life. But if we don't elevate ourselves to the spiritual high ground, we have no feeling at all. We are facing the temptation. We are falling into the temptation. We have no feeling at all. Our conscience is just like dead. Our conscience doesn't work anymore. That is the most dangerous things. If you sick, you know you have sickness. You are seeking for the help from the physician. But if you sick, you don't know you are sick. That's the most dangerous thing. That kind of sickness spread all over your body. Maybe eventually you die. Spiritually, we all have sin, some kind of spiritual sickness. But we have to come to God for deliverance from our sickness. So climb up to the top of the hill to see where does the Amalekite attacking me, then we can pinpoint in that direction to fight back. That's so important. So we have to very well about our own weakness. If we don't know our own weakness, then our weakness will become a loophole, and Satan is going to sneak in from that weakness. Once Satan sneak in, the Satan will plant a lot of thought in your heart, and you even don't know by yourself. So we have to understand our weakness. And how about Moses hold that staff? What does that staff mean? You know, in Exodus chapter 4, when God chose Moses, right, he keep on decrying. And later on, God say, what is in your hand? He said, my hand is a staff. And later on, this staff was called the staff of God. Because of God's words, because of God's promise. So this staff had power. So he used the staff to perform a lot of miracles so that the Pharaoh's hardened heart was softened because of this staff. And he used the staff to strike on the Red Sea. The Red Sea were able to become a dry ground. If the dry staff smart on the rock was able to throw the water. So Moses had to hold the staff, raise up the hand, because the staff was held high, because his hand was raised up. So whenever Moses' hand just fall down because too tired, and the Israelite was defeated. And that staff is the promise of God. That promise is the power of God is going to be with them. So they have to hold on that kind of promise. Once Moses that promise of God put down, and then they lose the battle. So today, how can we fight with this spiritual enemy? Our last. There's only one way we can do it. You hold on the promise of God. We ourselves cannot do anything, but God can do something. And God promised He's going to give you Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is going to give you power. And Holy Spirit is going to overcome the lust in your body. Do you know? So every time when you pray, you look into yourself. There are so strong lust inside me. What can I do? But you look into the promise of Jesus Christ. He promised to give you Holy Spirit. He promised to give you power. So if you hold on the promise, raise up the promise of God, look at the promise of God, and hold fast, use your faith, hold fast the promise of God, and that promise will realize in you. You see, the Israelites attacked the Jericho. What did they do? They only carried the ark of God. One day, one circle. 6 days, six circles. The 7 days, seven times of circling. Totally, it only 13 times circling the Jericho, and Jericho collapsed. Originally, they thought Jericho was a very fortified city. So they were so scared. But because of this, and they say a lot of words without edifying congregation. Because all those words have no faith. But when they encounter Jericho, actually, they find out it's so easy. If you truly rely on God, it's so easy. So every day, you just circling around your last, pray and pray and pray. Trust your problem to God. Trust your last to God. After you completed the prayer, you are going to find the Amalekite already been defeated. The Jericho has collapsed. So we have to go up to the top of the mountain to know where is the battleground. And to hold fast and to hold up on the promise of God and the power of God according to God's promise. So this is the second mountain Moses climbed. The third mountain, Exodus chapter 19. Verse 20. Exodus chapter 19, verse 20. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. The Lord called Moses, went to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And in chapter 20, verse 1, what did God say? And the Lord spoke all these words, saying, which is the Ten Commandments. So Moses went up to the top of the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. And how come Ten Commandments is so important? Because chapter 19, verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be the special treasure to me above all people, for all of the earth is mine. This is the covenant. God promised he's going to treat the Israelite a special treasure. Will be treat Israelite as his chosen people, but one condition. They must obey God's voice and keep his commandment. And his commandment actually referring to Ten Commandments. So Israelites had to keep commandment of God so that they can have this kind of noble status. So Moses went up to the mountain to accept this Ten Commandments. And when Israelites saw God descending in the mountain, trembling, thundering, with a big fire, that was an awesome God. So they told Moses, do not let God tell us anything. You tell us everything, and we will listen. How come the Israelites become so obedient? Because they witnessed the Almighty God descending in the mountain. So today, how can we become the children of God? We have to keep His commandment. So when we climb up and up and up to the higher ground, spiritual ground, all of a sudden you find out the words of God is a living words. The words of God inscribed in your heart. You have been touched so much by the words of God. You have been so impressed by the words of God. You have been attracted by the words of God. And that will help you a lot to keep His commandment. So the more we climb up our spiritual level, the better you are going to understand the will of God. And we can keep His will and continue to become His children. Exodus chapter 24, verse 9. And then Moses went up along with Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elder of Israelite. Verse 10. And they saw the God of Israelite, and there was under his feet, it was a paved work of sapphire stone, and it is like the very heaven in its clarity. Moses and 70 elders went up to the mountain to behold the beauty and glory of God. I believe in that right moment, they were unwilling to come down from the heaven, because that kind of experience will never, never have in the world. So verse 11, and on the noble of the children of the Israelite, he did lay his hand, 11, okay. He did lay his hand so that they saw God, and they ate and drink. While they are eating and drinking, they saw God. What does that mean? While they are enjoying physical satisfaction, there is a spiritual satisfaction because they behold God, the glory of God. So let us, this story remind us about the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus went up together with the three disciples to the top of the mountain. They separated themselves far away from the world. All of a sudden, they witnessed that Jesus transformed himself to a glorious figure. Even the cross at dazzling white. And they were so content. They were waiting to stay there forever. So today we come up to this spiritual mountain. The higher spiritual ground will cry up. We are going to behold the glory of God, the glory of Jesus Christ. We are going to feel how wonderful it is for us to be here. The wonderfulness to be here is not because the food served by Boeing Park Church. It is because Jesus Christ is here. So we are able to behold His glory. So crying up to the spiritual higher ground is very rewarding. So when we come here, let us set aside everything in the world. Try to climb step, higher and higher. Every day we climb higher and higher, being closer and closer to God. And we were able to feel a lot of spiritual blessing. The last mountain Moses climbed is before his death. In the book of Deuteronomy, we have no time. Moses climbed up to the mountain of Nebo. God commanded him. 34. When Moses climbed up to the mountain, he was able to see the promised land which he has hoping for 40 years. Right now, the promised land appeared before him. So all the 40 years of journey is not in vain. Why? Because they already reached to the border of the promised land. Do you know? Before Paul passed away, he already beheld the heavenly kingdom. He already beheld the crown of righteousness. So all his sacrifice for the Lord will not be in vain. So today, if we climb up to the top of the mountain, we are able to see the spiritual reward in heaven. Then we'll be waiting to serve God even more, to sacrifice more. So let's all come forward. Let's pray and climb up higher and higher, being closer and closer to God.